VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. As the number of coronavirus infections and deaths continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to prevent infections. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we see from this, or we will see, are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
Temperature checks and asking about symptoms might seem like good ways to screen for COVID-19, but a new study suggests they aren't very effective. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It's disappointing news for schools, factories, and prisons, which rely on temperature and symptom screening to detect people infected. The study tested more than 1,800 Marine recruits who were paired with a roommate at the Citadel. They had to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart and had daily virus screenings. Although 16 recruits tested positive, only one had symptoms on arrival. 2 weeks later, 35 tested positive, but only four showed symptoms. The study leader says there were six different clusters of cases, but no indication they were occurring. Another researcher, not involved, says routine testing is needed for younger adults who often show no symptoms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.